This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind in Watford City today for the T4 event, Tools, Trades, Torque, and Tech Summit. Second day of this event. Yesterday it was middle school kids. Today's high school kids. Ron Ness sponsored this event along with the Lignite Energy Council. Ron, of course, of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Before we go to Governor Doug Burgum and talk about all things North Dakota today, Ron, this is a fantastic event. Thanks for your sponsorship. Wow.
Scott, just thank you for being here, but this is just absolutely unreal. First of all, it's great to be in Watford City, North Dakota again.
Isn't it though?
It's been a while, and I got to spend more time here because it just makes me happy. But I have an unbelievable guest along with me today. Her name is Lydia McCauley. She's originally from Minnesota. She's been here since about 2013. Her parents own and operate a business here, and her mom works remotely. She's a senior at Watford City High School. She's the master of ceremonies today. Welcome, Lydia.
Thank you, Ron. It's been pretty cool walking around these past couple of days. There's lots of cool things to see. There's a couple welding sessions. There's a couple tractors behind me. Mackenzie Electric's here, and it's just an all-around cool experience that lots of kids should be taking advantage of.
What do you want to do, Lydia? Do you know yet?
I am leaving for basic training this July, and when I come home, I'm going to NDSU for nursing or exercise science.
That's a pretty good school. You know, our governor's on the phone, and he's a graduate of NDSU, so he'd probably tell you a good choice. I would have said maybe UND would have been better, but Ron and the governor would outbid me on that probably.
This girl's clearly a rock star. So, Lydia, what's all these different sessions, 450 kids here today or so, what's the one thing that you saw that kind of lights a spark in some of these high school kids today?
I've definitely noticed a lot of kids yesterday, especially over down by Silver Fox Pipeline. They're teaching kids how to weld today, so that's pretty cool to see a lot of them get excited to see that.
What is your skill set you're most excited about in the guard, after your basic training? What do you want to do there?
I will be going to Texas right after Oklahoma to become a combat medic.
Oh my gosh. Isn't that something? Do you like North Dakota better than Minnesota?
I do. I really like the small town feel.
That is awesome.
Got hundreds of these kids here.
So great.
The speakers that Lydia introduced this morning all talked about, you know, as you're walking around here, remember, you're kind of almost doing a job interview, because if something here in one of these people can hire you in a heartbeat if you find out you like electronics and all the different jobs that deal with electronics or construction, and our friends at the Union Trades are here. Great stuff.
We're going to remember the day we met Lydia, a combat medic, for sure, and have fun today as the MC and getting all these 1,000 kids where they need to be today, okay?
Thank you. I will.
Thank you, Lydia. Thank Ron.
Thank you, Scott, for being here. Great day in Watford City.
Oh, is it ever. Man, you just get invigorated being back here, and our Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford's swinging by here later today, so he'll be checking it out. I think he knows a thing or two about Watford City, and Governor Doug Burgum is here as well. Governor, thanks for taking the time as always. How are you?
I'm great, Scott. Great to be with you, and what a way to start the morning hearing about Lydia going to NDSU, and thank you, Ron Ness, and North Dakota Petroleum Council for sponsoring that great event, and I agree with Ron. Watford City is a fantastic community. Great things always going on in that community, and of course, great leaders across that community, but one of the best ones ever to come out of there is Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, who's done a fantastic job as Lieutenant Governor and continues to do a fantastic job.
Say, do you also agree with Lydia made a pretty good choice of going to NDSU?
I think it's brilliant, and obviously she's got an incredible future ahead of her, and I want to thank her right now for signing up to help serve the country and be part of our armed forces, because that's really fantastic. And going into the medical field as well, what a future she's got in front of her. But go Bison.
Do you want to say anything to the governor, Lydia? Just say hi or...
Yeah, thank you for that. I'm really excited to serve our country and head to NDSU in the fall of 22.
Well, that's awesome. Two great choices. You're off to a great start. Again, thank you for your service. And thanks for helping to lead this incredible event today.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Emily. Have fun. I'll be listening to you on the big PA over here, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is just invigorating, Governor, to see, this happening and unfolding here in a great training time. There's all these sessions. I mean, kids can go see about, you know, you got your DOT up here today talking about future modes of transportation. You got a drone session with the folks from RPV Services today. You've got, you know, electrical construction and welding and oil and gas intro and pipeline welding. There's just, it's invigorating. And, you know, as much as, you know, we've got great institutes of higher learning here, we also got a ton of opportunities, and the world is bright for these kids to grab onto anything, right? Really, I mean, it was the education transformation that's happening right now is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I think one of the most exciting pieces of legislation we passed this year was a piece of related to K-12 education called Pathways, and for the first time in history of the state, something we've been working on in the last 4 years since we took office and working with the K-12 and K-12 leadership is that students in K-12 and high school now, instead of just getting credit for what we used to call butts and seat time, you know, that you got to sit there for 4 years and you got to earn certain credits, now they can get high school credit. They can have a pathway towards graduation that includes things. If someone like the students that you're visiting with and talking today, you know, if you go get your EMT while you're going to high school, that could replace you could have a certificate where you could be working as a volunteer in your own community ambulance service. You get high school credit for that, versus having to sit in a health class where you might be learning something out of a textbook. Again, you could be, versus taking a shop class, you could be working as an apprentice for a company for 6 months learning to weld. You know, that could count as a industrial credit. So, and whether it's a 4-H, FFA, Boys or Girl Scouts, all these certificate programs, if you've got folks that are excelling in those areas, they could be receiving high school credit for that. So there's some big changes. It's up to the local school districts to adopt and tackle those. But, you know, all parents and all students should be asking about this Pathways bill, because this is going to have an opportunity to really change education. And so many of our universities are now offering dual credit classes to high school kids remotely. I know Dickinson State's done a ton of that. They got a record number of kids in the West that are taking classes at Dickinson State while they're in high school. Another way to help, you know, lower your cost of college and get yourself moving on a career faster. So a lot of good transformation and transformational activity happening within K-12. But I know when you're walking around there today, Scott, with the lieutenant governor and others looking at what those companies are doing, there's so many opportunities for students to learn and get real-world learning on, you know, project-based, real-world internships, apprenticeships, co-ops. I mean, really exciting. So, again, thanks to Ron and North Dakota Petroleum Foundation, Lignite Energy Council, and everybody for doing that, because it really helps open our eyes to the great opportunities for young people to stay in North Dakota and have great careers.
You know, it's invigorating to see the look in these kids' eyes. I'm looking at, you know, a couple dozen in front of a John Deere 230 tractor right now over from Gooseneck Equipment, going through, you know, how you fix one of these things. And McKenzie County Cooperative has a big Peterbilt boom truck here. And, you know, young girls, young boys, just literally locked in like you can't believe. You know, this isn't boring. This isn't checking the box. This isn't, I get a credit. This is Wow, I could do this, and it's just exciting to see. It really is. You had a little bit of a different vision for the governance of higher education in North Dakota that a task force tackled, and I know pieces of that came out. I think your vision is right on, and I know things take time, but we do need to transform even higher ed in North Dakota to get more sort of into the recognition of what the future is. I always say our higher ed here is better than most places, but it could still be better, right? Same with K-12, same with everything. Still got to go to the next level in my mind. Give me an update on that project, just since we're here today thinking about careers and thinking about how higher ed is done in other places. Where's the governance question at?
Well, I'd say, again, you're spot on, Scott, because, again, for those people that, you know, are concerned about, you know, the role of government, limited government, keeping taxes down, we have to, you know, wake up every day and ask ourselves, you know, how can we do better at delivering education in North Dakota? Because, you know, since the oil boom, with oil taxes coming into the state of North Dakota, the state has taken on more and more of the local burden for K-12. 10 years ago, or 2010, state paid about 25%. of K-12 and 75% was with local property taxes. Now the state pays 75% of the K-12. Over $10,400 per student is the annual amount right now. And then in higher ed, budgets have continued to grow. They grew during the last decade as well. And so now 51% entering this year, 51% of the general fund in North Dakota was attributed to K-12 or higher ed. So we have to keep looking at that. And on a governance standpoint, again, I think, you know, our system right now with the most overworked and underpaid people in the state of North Dakota are the seven members plus the one student on the State Board of Higher Education. That system was created in the late 1930s. It still is there today. And we had about 5,000 higher ed students then. Now we've got about 45,000. We still have the system, same system of governance. And I think there's plenty of room for improvement on that front that would allow us to have a better, more efficient education at the university level that would really focus on this gap around the CTE, which we're also trying to drive legislation right now to help provide that funding, that seam between high school and college, what you're doing today, career and technical education. That's a place where we're underfunded. We need more. We need more of that. We need it broadly across the state, and we continue to make progress on that front.
More with Governor Burgum. Your text, your calls, your questions, comments. Welcome next on What's on Your Mind.
Every day special at PetroServe USA, especially in April. Pizza Corner Pizzas, 2 for $11. Salted Nut Bowls, 2 for $2. The big 20-ounce Red Bulls, 2 for $6. Giant Pistachio Bags, 2 for $5. And all kinds of assorted North Dakota and Minnesota t-shirts for just $9.99. Don't forget the great weekly specials, too, like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Mondays, or Friday the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. Look for the red, white, and blue at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems, everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
We are in a point in our history when viruses are a daily thing that we hear about, and obviously the COVID-19 pandemic is a big reason why. And I will say that out of every bad thing comes good things.
And I am amazed at the technology now. The state of North Dakota had a grant program in which it put in HVAC equipment in every long-term care facility in North Dakota. And those products came from H.A. Thompson and Sons. If you're in a, if you're bathing, you know, your grandma, your grandpa, your mom, or your dad, and the professionals are doing that, you can't exactly wear a mask, right? So you put in a device that zaps not only the coronavirus, but everything else. And these products work. The places they've been put in have no contact tracing that have come back to them, and none of the employees getting it. I mean, that's pretty amazing when you think about it. So H.A. Thompson and Sons, first call, if you just want to remove the worry and kind of live your life and have that ability, I mean, these are the real deal, not only for coronavirus, but other airborne viruses as well. And it's a simple add-on. It's a less than $1,000. You've got options at homes and the commercial a bit more, but not a spendy deal. Call them at 701-223-3393 or go online to hatandsons.com. Back with Governor Doug Burgum. I want to talk a lot about the legislative session that's happening. And Ron, you had a question for Doug about just that very thing, right?
Governor, I do have a question. And I was sitting at the auditorium this morning with all the kids and some folks from Fargo, presenters from all across agriculture, other industries. Where's the career and technical funding provisions that the legislature was debating earlier this year? I've kind of lost track of them.
It's moved in and out of a number of bills, and we had hoped it was going to be in that great bonding bill, House Bill 1431, which we signed last week, $680 million bonding bill, which includes money for, you know, flood control, highway patrol, but highway repairs, infrastructure loans, and a new our important ag industry, but it also includes money for a state-of-the-art ag product development center at NDSU. But the CTE money fell out of there, and so it's still floating around, and I'm hoping that they're going to find a spot for it coming into the finish line, because there's a, you know, need in Williston, Watford, Dickinson, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, across the state. We've got a great program in Bismarck that combines the Career Academy with Bismarck Public Schools with the BSC, the college here, which is a fantastic program, and we need that kind of and then private industry involved, but we need that kind of tie-in all across the state. And so again, it was one of our most important priorities for Lieutenant Governor and myself, and I know this had strong support from leadership, Rich Wardner and Chet Pollard, and hopefully we can keep that one alive as we head to the finish line. I can't think of anything for education that's more important than the CTE, Ron.
You know, one thing that I've noticed is that there's a whole new group of folks that are politically active right now, and a large amount of that has come out of frustrations over COVID, right? Moms that have seen what's happened to their kids, depression, anxiety, all kinds of stuff, and they've just really locked on to how this has to stop. And they're politically active, and I can tell because I've been doing this for too long, right? And I know when my emails pop up and my texts pop up and the calls pop up that people are new to the process, and a lot of them now are calling about masks, and I'm going to ask about that in a minute, Governor, but I would suggest that any parent that's calling about a concern over, you know, a mask mandate or not having a mask mandate should be equally as concerned about the CTE issue and about all of the things related to what future is there for my kids. Because when you see 1,000 kids here looking at every opportunity that is in an industry that is just, they're locked in, they love it, this isn't work, you say, why don't we have more of this? And North Dakota could be nation leading in this. We have the jobs, we have the opportunity. Every pain point for every employer is people. It's human resources. So make sure you tuck in a comment on that CTE bill. Is there anything specific that people should be asking their House members or Senate members on that particular track, Doug?
No, I think they just ought to make sure that it doesn't get cut at the end. There was $60 million in, and it's been in most of the session. Now it didn't find a home in the bill, but I think you're absolutely right. I mean, great advice there, Scott, about taking that energy that's been, you know, focused on last year and turn that energy about focusing on the future and the future of our youth, because that, you know, career and technical track, as you said, it doesn't take people away from college. Many of these businesses, I've talked to kids at the Career Academy that were, you know, looking at going into jobs in the energy field. They were freshmen. It was October of their freshman year, and they already had a $62,000 job offer from a company because they completed the first year of their associate degree in high school. They're going to complete their second year, which would have been their freshman year, have a full-time job with a company who then would pay for their tuition to complete their four-year degree. And so this isn't about not going to college. This is about, you know, jump-starting a great life in a in an area where you've got passion and love doing what you love. And so it's just very important to have that engagement there and let legislators know how important that is, because we can't be spending half of the general fund budget on education and then almost nothing on CTE. We have to figure out a way to up what we're spending on the career and technical component.
And I would say, I mean, all the texts, a lot of the emails I'm getting are asking about 1323. People never, very rarely text me and say, where is the governor at on 1323? They don't know the bill numbers. They don't, I mean, but people do. I get, if I did a search of my text and did 1323, more would come about that than a new social media platform that starts next week that is going to transform YouTube and Twitter. We're getting a lot of feedback on that. I just think, 1323 has become this release valve of saying, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm done with this. And it isn't just about the governor having ability to put in a mask mandate. They just want to be done. Let me just ask you on that. I mean, so we can begin talking about CTE and bonding and the legacy bill and all the big things that are coming out of this legislature. And I commend you, Governor, the Lieutenant Governor, Rich Wardner, Chet Pollard. We have good leaders right now that are thinking big and using this moment to have us come on to the other side of the storm much stronger. But we got a lot of people who, like me, see a mask and saying, you know what, it's time to be done. It's time to be done. So I know you're not going to tell me whether you're going to veto this bill or not, but can you tell people where you're at on the ability of the legislature to say no state mask mandate? Do you feel like you need that power?
Well, I think that I just agree with you, Scott, on the fact that there is enormous pent-up frustration, and I've got a lot of empathy for the people that are, you know, that just want to be done, because we've all come through a really exhausting year. And I think when I have to think carefully about every piece of legislation and that comes my way, it doesn't matter what the topic is. And I have to think about if that is going to be on the books, you know, what is the implication? Probably not anything I'm going to have to touch in the rest of my time. Even in a state where you don't have term limits, you know, who knows? It could be, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 100 years before someone might have to consider that. But I do know that in the world that we're in right now, the world of uncertainty, you know, if the next pandemic came along, this one was fortunate that it, in some ways, that it really didn't affect young people as much. If the next pandemic that hit the world was one where children were dying left and right, parents might have a different reaction if they thought, you know, any little thing could help save their child. And so, you know, I have to think about, it's not about myself. It's not about last year. Every piece of legislation, I got to think about the next 100 years. And that's, I've got to think about it. And, of course, on this issue, the passion, you're hearing the passion from one side. Our office hears the passion from the other side as well, which is that people that cared for people that were dying of COVID were strongly for this. And
hang tight if you would, Governor. We're just up against the break here. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's climate envoy, John Kerry, arrived in China on Wednesday, the first Biden administration official to visit the country to discuss global climate ambition. All this while FBI Director Chris Wray says China is America's number one threat.
We're opening a new investigation in China every 10 hours, and I can assure the committee that's not because our folks don't have anything to do with their time. We have now over 2,000 investigations that tie back to the Chinese government.
Kerry's trip is ahead of a virtual climate summit that President Biden plans to host for dozens of world leaders later this month. While protesters gathered in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center to protest the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, there was an easing of tension, according to law enforcement officials, hours after the former police officer was arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter. Tim Potter, who resigned as Brooklyn Center police officer this week, posted bail and is scheduled in court Thursday. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by MyPillow, and our friend Mike Lindell starts the all-new Frank Speech. Today is the last day until midnight tonight for our listeners to be VIPs at frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com. You use the promo code. Well, actually, just go there. You put in your cell. The promo code's for MyPillows. It's not for Frank Speech, but you put in your cell phone number, and then you get a code back. So do this from your desktop or your laptop. You can do it from your phone. Easy to download the app. It is so easy. It is so easy. It really is. So check that out. But today is the last day till midnight tonight for you to be a VIP. Still sign up tomorrow. Still be part of it when it launches Monday, but VIP access is pretty cool, okay? All right. So also, MyPillow.com, and moms or dads, if your sons or daughters are here, tell them to find the general equipment booth because I brought along pillows and a robe and Mike Lindell's book as well. The governor was gracious enough to stay for just another moment. We talked about finish the mask conversation. We'll have that up a little later on. Now we're just talking a little bit about the illegal immigration situation, but I want to ask you about bonding before I let you go. So bottom line, is any further action needed related to the, and I've been to the border, Governor, it is insane. I mean, I was there 20 minutes and I'm finding passports from Haiti, ID cards from Cuba, plane tickets from Medellin, Colombia, bus tickets from all over, notes of paper saying when you get to Atlanta, call this number. It is a mess of all messes. So clearly they're going to land in lots of places. And Kristi Noem said, hey, you're all welcome when you're Americans, not until then. I mean, do you share that view that we should not throw up the open and welcome sign until they go through a proper process and become Americans? Looks like you lost Doug. All right. Maybe he didn't know we were continuing the conversation. All right. Well, he can't answer a question he doesn't have. The other question I had was related to the bonding bill, and we're gonna talk with Mike Nathie, who doesn't have our number here, but let me let me just see here. Chris, do you have Mike Nathie's number? Because I think we're supposed to call him on his cell, and he's calling me right now saying I don't have the correct number. So I'm going to give you this, Daniel, and if you dial him up, then we'll get him on the phone. And we can talk a little bit about this with him as well. But we did talk to the governor a little bit more about the mask situation and also a little bit about the illegal immigration situation. I had one more question for him on bonding.
that we didn't get to because of the other things happening here. We're in Watford City today for the T4 event, having a great time. We're going to talk to some more Watford City folks here in a couple of minutes. But the T4 event is all about tomorrow's innovative workforce in our schools today. That's what it is. North Dakota Petroleum Council, Lignite Energy Council sponsor this event, and it's just flat cool. Same with the Commerce Department. Kids 10, 11, 12 grades, not the ages, sophomores, juniors, seniors, from all over the state are here introducing students to workforce skills, to needs, to training, to networking opportunities. They're talking with the industry leaders here. And the T4 stands for, I always forget this, but tools, trades, torque, and tech. So you say those four words to a huge percentage of kids from North Dakota, and they say, hey, I want to know more. And so I'm watching them all take all this in, and it's pretty darn cool. So we didn't get a chance to finish with the governor on the bonding thing. I'll ask Mike about that, and then we'll pick up on that next week with Governor Doug Burgum on What's on Your Mind. All right, Mike Nathy's here, folks. Mike has been the champion of the one component of the legacy bill legislation that's been making its way through the legislature related to an investment fund. And I think this is a brilliant idea. I know some people are confused, like, how does this work? I don't know what we do, but that's why we had Mike here, to say, first, congratulations, and second, tell us how this ultimately will be judged, to see how this $100 million is leveraged into all kinds of opportunities to invest in North Dakota. Mike, how are you?
Well, good. Thanks for having me on this morning, Scott. I appreciate it. And, yeah, it's been quite a heavy lift, but it's been exciting. We got it across the finish line here within the last week or so. Had a very nice bill signing ceremony the governor was nice enough to put on last week. And 1425 has created quite a bit of excitement in the investment community, to say the least. And I and others who have worked on this, something this big, it's not one person. It's definitely a team effort. And pretty excited, Scott, to see how this is going to play out.
Yeah, give a shout-out to everybody that's played a role significantly in this. I see John Gottfried, obviously. I mean, people sometimes think, well, John Gottfried, isn't he the state, insurance commissioner? Yeah, he is. But he also was part of, big-time investment decisions in North Dakota in that role. So, he's been a champion. Greg Tavine, Emerging Prairie. I mean, the synergy, the energy you get every time you run into Greg Tavine, wow, this is pretty incredible. But just give a shout-out to your core team that helped make this happen.
Well, John Gottfried and I hooked up last summer. I'd been actually working on this in the fall of 2019 with some other people. COVID hit. We put it on hold. John, thank God, brought this idea to the public's attention, and that's really where it gained the legs. And we connected at the end of last summer and started working on this. He's been a huge help. He sits on SIB, so we get a lot of knowledge of the inner workings of how that goes. But you're right about Greg Devine, the investment community, the people over at Commerce, Bank of North Dakota. A whole slew of people helped with this. Legislators, some of my colleagues stepped in and helped. And like I said, it's definitely a team effort when you're taking a look at something of this magnitude.
I think of a little bit with this, that the possibilities that will come from it are pretty incredible. I mean, when the legacy fund idea was on the table, a guy that's here and a friend of yours, Ron Ness, I remember he came to me and said, hey, we would like to have you part of this committee. And Dave Weiler and Bob Harms and Tammy Eibach, people I got to know then, part of that process. And you look back at what was envisioned there and what happened, and you see it playing out in just this fashion. I mean, little things start little, and they become big. This strikes me as one that someday we're going to be comparing to a legacy fund if we continue to invest in it and give North Dakota opportunities the access to capital that other things are. What is your end game? What do you want to see this at 10 years from now, Mike?
Scott, this all came about for a couple different reasons. We've been criticized the last several sessions for, quite frankly, just sitting on the legacy fund and stuffing the money away, and I think rightfully so. So we had a number of questions we had to answer. What are we going to do with the legacy earnings? What are we doing with the legacy fund? How are we going to manage that going forward rather than just stuffing it away? And how could that benefit North Dakotans today and also helping to benefit North Dakotans in the future? So this legacy investment idea fits right into that whole pattern. And it was amazing to me, Scott, that the number of I saw some polls and talking to the public, they thought we were investing this money already into the state, which we weren't. It was about 1% at the end of 2020. So what this bill will do is it directs the SIB to invest up to 20% of the current legacy fund. Right now it's about $8.3 billion, and it's obviously growing every day. But 10% of that will go into two long-time existing funds, this infrastructure loan fund to help with the infrastructure build-out, and then they what they call a CD match program through the Bank of North Dakota. This 10% of that will capitalize these ongoing operations. But the other 10% of it is what has everybody excited, and that is into the equities and into investments in the state of North Dakota. And I got to tell you, Scott, since I dropped that bill the first week of January, I've received several phone calls from interested businesses and industries in this. I know some of my colleagues have, and it has really kicked up a lot of interest in how does this play out? How can we take advantage of this? Any those sorts of things. And that's exactly what the bill is meant to do. And if, you know, if there's a company out there that has a great idea and says, hey, we want to apply with SIB and try to get some of this money, they will have to go through an extreme vetting process like they do already with all their investments that they do worldwide. And and if they meet that criteria, SIB can then determine how much they want to put state legacy dollars into this. But really the big key to me, Scott, was, you know, our oil industry, the energy patch out there, ag, tech, it's becoming very hard to raise capital. North Dakota is consistently on the bottom, if not the last, with available capital. This will provide the capital out there, and it's speaking not only to the country but to the world. This is North Dakota is now a place you can come in and invest. There's available capital because the energy industry, as you know, with the ESG and Wall Street trying to choke out carbon-based fuels by not providing money. We have a vehicle here to help our energy industry in the state to provide this capital, provided they qualify for it. So I think it's a winner all the way around, and I am excited to see how this plays out. I really am.
I think people need to understand. You mentioned SIB. That's a state investment board. So you've got Lieutenant Governor, for instance, chairs that, Brent Sanford. But more importantly, I think, is professional management of the fund, right? So it isn't like, okay, you qualify because I like you and you. I mean, I think a lot of people say this is, oh, this is just a good old boy deal and you pick winners and losers. I mean, you put everybody through the same process in deciding who has access to that capital, right?
That's exactly right, Scott. All this bill does is just tell SIB, hey, we want 20% into North Dakota investment. That's it. We do. The legislature does not get involved in the process. We're not changing state investment boards processes at all because, like you say, they're the professional fund managers. They know what they're doing. They know how to vet people and find the correct investments. So we are not getting our hands in that. And that is the biggest difference with some of these ideas that have come up in the past. You always had some legislators. You had some local people in there and kind of gummed it up. Hey, we're leaving this to the professionals that know how to handle this. So all we're saying is we want this money when it's available to be invested into the state of North Dakota. That's simply it in a nutshell.
And I also wanted you to address some of the concerns from people I hear from to say, you know what, we really can't afford this, and that wasn't really what the legacy fund was for. What do you say as far as the dollars
that are going somewhere else and
the vision of the legacy fund? Go ahead and take that.
Well, you know, Scott, if we don't invest this money 20% in North Dakota, it's going to be invested all over the world right now. This money is being invested no matter whether we put it here or not. I mean, we right now, and I have the list of investments from SIB, we invest millions of dollars in about 6-7 different oil companies in the Middle East that compete directly with our Bakken oil company. We put a $20 million of oil, North Dakota oil tax money into a Chinese company called Alibaba, which is controlled by the Chinese military and government. So whether we put it here or put it over there, it's going to be invested. So we want to put it here because we believe it's a couple things. It will help energize our economy, our GDP, our sales tax, our provided employment. Plus, we'll get a good return on the dollar, and we'll put this money back to work here at home also, not only just around the world or all over the country. So this money is being invested no matter with or without this bill.
That's a really important point that people need to know. And I always say you're betting on North Dakota is what you're doing. Every time you invest money, you're betting. But in this case, through a process and a professional investment manager, you're betting on North Dakota. Why wouldn't
Absolutely
we want to do that
right.
with our investment money? I can't think of a safer bet right now.
Well, exactly. Why wouldn't you invest back home? Look at the message you're sending by investing this money back home. You know, there's 32 fund managers that manage this fund right now. They're hiring a 33rd to manage this bill, this 1425. To take care of this. So I think it's a great message. We're investing ourselves. And if we cannot invest in ourselves, why would we ask anybody else to come out and do it? So that is the thing I don't understand. Everybody's like, well, we can't do it here, but we can do it every other place around the world. I can't get my mind around that.
With North Dakota's money, this is your taxpayer money set aside to do big things. It's what it'll do. Sometimes that isn't easy to explain, but I think you explained it very well today. Mike Nathy, great leader in the state legislature and a legacy of legacies right here with that fund. Thanks, Mike. More coming up.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you that includes attorney fees. You're talking about less than $4,000. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
There's no terrain too tough for Hartford Turf Equipment, and Swanson Equipment has it all. Slope mowers to keep you upright on steep inclines, turf vacs to clear the yard and eliminate dust, landscape equipment to handle tough debris, and verticutters to maintain a healthy green lawn. Get the leading brand in turf equipment at any of your local Swanson locations. Gear up with Hartford Turf Equipment, available in Fargo, Minot, and Fergus Falls. Make your equipment Swanson strong.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. The 2021 Buick Enclave is now in stock, ready to check out the Acadias as well. They've got a lot of things to look at, including that new electric EV, that Hummer. That's unbelievable. You can learn more about it, of course, at Schwann Buick GMC, or give them a call, 701-214-6372 at SchwannBuickGMC.com, where your warranty lasts a lifetime.
Okay, this is a big deal that we're in Watford City for, the T4 event. It's all about, Pat Bertinoli, you should say, because this rolls off your tongue. When I say T4 and I start saying tech and torque and I mess them all up, what is it?
It's tools, trades, torque, and tech.
All right, and my friend Pat Bertignoli is the man at the Rough Rider Center, and this is the place to be in North Dakota because you're seeing our young future leaders get so fired up about career opportunities. It's amazing. So we're going to talk about that in a moment. We also have Doug Bolkin here, who does all things tourism. And you know what? My wife said to me, I'm so jealous you're going to stay at Teddy's. You're going to this great hotel, loves the restaurant, loves the hotel. She said, honey, we just got to do that. One of the next time you go, I'm clearing my schedule. I'm coming up because she loves to go to the North Unit. She loves to see cows. We go look at the Monterey Trail. You know, it's so dang fun. So we're going to talk about all that in a minute. After I tell you about the next big event that will happen in North Dakota, the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. That's May 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Bismarck Event Center. Just announced Mike Pompeo, the keynote speaker, the former Secretary of State, be a presidential candidate if his old boss isn't, and will be in the mix. But he's wicked smart, West Point grad, knows energy, used to own an energy company, great speaker. I'm going to sit down and have a conversation with Kelsey Warren, almost a household name now in pipelines. The Dakota Access Pipeline developer have battled the Obama administration, battled now Biden administration over what? Putting a pipeline where the government told them to put a pipeline. It's the craziest thing ever. And so lots of great conversations, but every leader in the industry is going to be there. Of course, Harold Hamm and so many others. So look forward to this. May 11, 12, 13. Get your tickets right now, and there are a couple of booths left, WBPCND.com. Also brought to you by the folks that power us when we're on the road, especially MyPillow. Boy, I tell you, they must have MyPillows at Roosevelt Inn and Suites.
Teddy's
Presidential Suites.
Little Missourian.
See, there's all these Roosevelt Teddy's. Yeah. I lose them all. So, Brett, I got to get this straight. Teddy's Residential Suites.
Yeah.
See the play on Teddy and President? Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
And then the Little Missouri. Two of the finest hotels ever built in this part of the world. They are phenomenal. As nice as any hotel you find. And I mentioned the Mulders as well. And I stayed there years and years ago when the only thing you came to Watford City for was to hope to get a beer at a little bar and maybe have a hockey tournament. Came here with my son when he was young. So amazing times. MyPillow.com for those great pillows. You must have them at Teddy's and the Little Missouri because I slept so well last night. It was unbelievable. As well as the robes and the slippers and everything else. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott saves you the big bucks, 800-506-9028 is the telephone number. Tell them Scott sent you. And these two fellows are going to stick with us after the show for the After the Show show. Pat, would you give us a little tour of what we're going to see here today?
On the T4, we just have a number of vendors here. And yesterday we had 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. And we've got schools, the surrounding schools coming through here. And then today it's for the 10th, 11th, and 12th graders. And just exposure really to the trades. And, you know, the mission of this T4 event is really to create that curiosity and to make sure that these kids have an actual experience. So they're actually welding. They're, we got McKenzie Electric here. They're learning a little bit about the lineman career, that type of stuff. So just a tremendous opportunity. I've had a chance to talk to some of the students, and this is an opportunity that they've never seen before, and they're just very grateful for it.
Okay, right in front of us is McKenzie County Electric Co-op. We've got a beautiful Peterbilt truck here. It's a boom truck. But you know what I notice? The kids, right? They're not, like, looking at the ceiling. They're not doing what high school kids do. They are engaged in these conversations. They're learning from these people. They like this. This is engaging. This is fantastic. And I bet, Doug, you liked it, the fact that they're in Watford City. What do you think of that? Huh? Is that a good thing?
I like the fact that they're in Watford City because all these kids are going to go back home and talk to their parents and bring them back here, I hope, with what they've done out here at the Rough Riders Center, bringing people into the community has been an incredible opportunity this last year during this difficult year. So any exposure we can get out here and getting them into Watford City is really good.
Anybody listening right now, what do you want them to know about Watford City today as we sit here in April 21?
It's open. We have plenty of accommodations throughout the community. We have over 28 restaurants. We're in a central location for the North Unit. The North Unit's open. You've heard the fires. We have access to the national grasslands and all the hiking.
By the way, Monterey Trail is still Monterey Trail.
Yeah, it is.
There's
a
little less green grass there, but it's still
a trail. That's right.
Yeah.
And so everything is open. You can go up to the lakes, whether it's up at Tobacco Gardens or go over McKenzie Bay or Skunk Bay and do some fishing. The new Native Heritage Center over in Newtown is going to be opening up in May, so incredible.
Incredible is right. I bet you'd get a pretty good deal if you went to Teddy's Residential Suites right now in Watford City or the Little Missouri. Is there a special discount for our listeners? Do they call and book something right now? I'm putting Brett Erdman, the owner, on the spot here, one of the owners of the...
Normally I get prepped for that, but...
Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
No.
Call there, right?
Yeah, just tell them Scott Hennon sent you, and we'll have a special deal for you.
There you go, special deal. And they're in Newtown, too, with two identical hotels that are fantastic, that are really, really neat. And the best view in North Dakota, bar none, is that lookout at the top of the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park.
It is. That is one. I would say that is our number one view. Our number two view that gets lost is Burnt Hills Trail, north of Tobacco Gardens, also on the National Grasslands. It's an incredible view.
These two are sticking around for the After the Show. We'll do that on Facebook Live. Will you take us a little tour, Pat? We'll walk through and see all the kids and how they're doing this so you can see what I've been talking about all day. Get to PetroServe USA for some home cooking today. Grab and go convenience. Any of the locations are waiting for you, and that lunch is good. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, hosting these incredible live and online equipment auctions in Bowdoin, Steele, Marmot, Jamestown, Dodge, Anamoose, Lear, Fairmount, Raleigh, and Bismarck, North Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Pelican Rapids, Minnesota. Piper's market for quality and well-maintained equipment is strong, so if you want to sell your equipment at Piper's Central Dakota Regional Auction in Steele or in Piper's Upper Midwest timed online-only auctions, contact us today at 701-523-7366 and view all land and equipment inventories at Piper's.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.